This is Radio Nepal. I am Srijana Bastla with the news. The headlines first. 6 people die and 7 others sustain injuries in a jeep accident in Dharchula early morning today. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma only warns of terminating the contract if works on Narayangarh-Butwal Road project didn't commence by next month. And Indian capital Delhi shuts all primary schools as hazardous smog worsens. Now the news in detail. 6 people lost their lives and other 7 sustained injuries in an accident that occurred early morning at Siradi Dhar of Sailasikar Municipality 6. According to the information shared by Deputy Superintendent DSP of Police at District Police Office in Dharchula, Prakash Tahal, a jeep heading to Gokuleshwar from Achatra in Mallikarjun Temple of Mallikarjun Rural Municipality 3 met with an accident after falling 300 meters down from the road at around 3 a.m. this morning. DSP Dahal said that 6 people were found dead and 7 others were rescued injured from the accident spot and were rushed to hospital for the treatment. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has expressed concern over the delay in completing the Narayangarh-Butwal Road project, part of the East-West Highway. The Prime Minister conveyed this during a meeting with relevant ministers, officials, legislators and people's representatives from Rupandehi, Nawalparasi, Bardaghat Susta West and Nawalparasi, Bardaghat Susta East at his official residence in Balwata yesterday. Prime Minister Oli warned that the government would be compelled to terminate the contract if work on the project did not commence by next month. The government had signed a contract with the China State Construction Engineering Corporation for the project on the 22nd of March in 2019, with an initial deadline for completion set for the 7th of August in 2022. However, progress on the project has been slow, with only 52% of the work completed so far and 44% of the payment already made. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has said that the constitution needs review and evaluation in a decade of enforcement. During a discussion in the concluding session of the Kantipur Conclave 2024 yesterday, the Prime Minister said that, however, the review should not compromise the democratic system, republic and federalism. Sharing that the present coalition was formed for stability, good governance and development, Prime Minister Oli informed that the major parties, Nepali Congress and UML, which had wagged a struggle together for democracy, made the ruling coalition as there was no majority of any political party. The Prime Minister also said that he would hand over the government leadership to Nepali Congress President Sher Bahadur Deoba after 20 months as per the agreement between the coalition partners. President Ramchandra Podil has urged all the developed countries to fulfill their commitment made to addressing the climate change impacts. President Podil made the call during a bilateral meeting with the President of the Republic of Azerbaijan, Ilham Aliyev, there yesterday. According to the President's press advisor, Kiran Pokhrel, the head of the state said Nepal has its full commitment to the Paris Agreement on climate change. Nepal has set the target of achieving the zero carbon emission milestone by 2045, 5 years ahead of the globally set target. On the occasion, President Podil also drew the attention of Azerbaijan to the good investment opportunity in Nepal in the agriculture, tourism and water resources sectors. President Podil on Tuesday addressed the World Leaders Climate Action Summit, a high-level session held under the ongoing COP29. Meanwhile, President Ramchandra Podil, who reached Azerbaijan on Monday, the 11th of November, to attend the COP29 conference, has arrived to Doha of Qatar en route to home. 3 members of a family have found dead in Gokarneshwar of Kathmandu. According to the information shared by the Superintendent of Police at the District Police Office in Kathmandu, Navaraz Adhikari, Sita Dangal, along with her 15-year-old daughter Ansu Mokhtan and 2-month-old son, were found dead in their home in Gokarneshwar Municipality 3. Meanwhile, SP Adhikari also shared that Sita's husband Kanchanagar Koti had filed a complaint in both the police station regarding her missing on the 1st of November. Minister for Communication and Information Technology Prithvi Subba Gurung has said that as many as 300,000 jobs could be created in the coming 3 years through the IT industries. Inaugurating the Startup and Idea Fest 2024 in Kathmandu yesterday, Minister Gurung made the remark while expecting support from the private sector for the development of IT industries. He also praised police policy revision in the first year and budget management and action in the second year. Communication Minister Gurung elaborated that the government will unveil AI policy, prepare IT infrastructure and allocate budgets for the same. Minister for Education, Science and Technology Bidya Bhattrai has asked the concerned agencies to improve the academic results of grade 11 and 12. At a meeting of the Education and Human Resource Development Centre of Education Council Secretariat yesterday, Minister Bhattrai directed the officials to bring about reforms in academic achievements. Nepal is exporting 40 megawatts of electricity to Bangladesh starting today. This is the first time in Nepali history of power trade that electricity is being exported to another country in addition to India. Spokesperson at Nepal Electricity Authority, Chandan Kumar Ghosh, has shared that it was a historic milestone after the Central Electricity Regulatory Commission of India permitted the export of electricity from Nepal to Bangladesh. A tripartite agreement was reached among high-level officials of Nepal, India and Bangladesh on the 3rd of October regarding power trade. The Nagdunga road is to be partially closed for a week starting yesterday. For slope cutting works on the Sisnekhola section of Thading leading towards the west portal of the Nagdunga tunnel under the Trivuvan Highway. In a notice issued yesterday, the Nagdunga Tunnelway Construction Project announced that the road will be partially closed daily from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. until the 20th of November. During this time, the road will be closed on both ends for 20 minutes. The travelers are advised to use alternative routes during the closure periods. The government has intensified its effort to combat gender-based violence. The Ministry of Women, Children and Senior Citizens has launched an integrated service access project aimed at preventing and responding to gender-based violence. The ministry has also begun drafting the National Gender Audit Manual as part of its ongoing commitment to addressing the violence. Now a sports update. The Cricket Association of Nepal, CAN, has decided to honour players of the Under-19 women's team with 250,000 rupees each for qualifying the Under-19 Women's World Cup. Issuing a press statement yesterday, CAN announced the prize money for all the players. Also, the officials will receive 150,000 rupees for their contribution in the victory. The women's team of Nepal defeated the UAE by 8 wickets on Wednesday to qualify for the World Cup scheduled in Malaysia next year. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. Officials have announced that all primary schools in Indian capital city Delhi will close due to worsening air pollution. The BBC quoted the Indian capital's chief minister, Atishi Marlena Singh, post on social media as saying classes will move online until further notice due to thick smog that has enveloped the city. Delhi and nearby cities are experiencing pollution levels that are deemed hazardous to people's health. On Thursday, fine particulate matter in the air was more than 50 times what is considered safe by the World Health Organization. Delhi and northern states annually face smog during the winter due to a confluence of dropping temperatures, smoke, dust, low wind speeds, vehicle emissions and crop stubble burning. Now the general weather forecast for the country. Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly areas of Kosi, Bagmati, Gandaki and Karnali province and partly cloudy to mainly fair in rest of the country today. At present, there is an influence of western winds and local air across the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. 6 people die and 7 others sustained injuries in a jeep accident in Dharchula early morning today. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma only warns of terminating the contract if works on Narayangarh Butwal Road project didn't commence by next month. And Indian capital Delhi shuts all primary schools as hazardous smoke worsens. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website www.radionepalonline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.